Hey y'all, what's up?
I'm Simone Rose, and you're listening to the Notebooks and Coffee podcast, where we talk about real life and your mental health. As you know, I'm not a licensed therapist. However, each week I get on here and I share my stories with you all in hopes that I can encourage at least one of you to share yours. That being said, grab your cups and let's talk about it. So, keeping up with Men's Mental Health Month. I had to practice saying that because I feel like every time I say men's mental health, I get tongue-tied. But I have my buddy Rohan here with me. And we are going to talk to y'all about a few things. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So let's dig into this. Where are you mentally on a scale of 1 to 10?
Man, right now?
Yes.
Literally right now.
Right now.
I am on 1,000 because the Washington football team just we beat the Bucks.
Okay, Tom Brady. News,
you know what I'm saying? So I'm psyched about that. But if we go back just a little bit, I haven't been the best.
Okay.
Work's been kicking my ass, life's been kicking my ass.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm one of those people who, like, I ain't got no serious problems, so I can't be stuck in a bad place too long.
So scale of 1 to 10, where are you?
Say a 6.
Okay, so a 6 out of 10 is like a D.
Yeah, it is. I'm trying to tell you, like, I'm going through a lot. It's stuff going on, like, in my unofficial intermediate family.
Mm-hmm.
It's just right now I'm trying to, like, I'm in, like, the emotions I'm feeling, like, lately are more like, okay, we got to start treating life a little better.
Okay.
Live life a little better. Let's not work too hard, or let's not just release the toxicity. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. I got some shit I need to release that's toxic that I think about it. Okay, so mentally you are at a 10. Where are you physically on a scale of 1 to 10?
Physically?
Mm-hmm.
I guess about an 8. I like, with this stress, like, I've been dealing with work stress and all this, and haven't been eating right. According to how I usually live, I've been a little toxic.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? With my eating habits, with my exercising, lately I've been coming home to the video game because I feel like my only freedom sometimes.
Okay. So mentally a 6, physically an 8.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you say you are emotionally?
Emotionally?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give myself a 10. I feel like I've been real vocal about my feelings and trying to be there for people lately.
Okay, so vocal about your feelings. How do you, as a man, vocalize your feelings? Like, do you find it difficult? Is it easy? Is it dependent on the situation?
So, how do I put this? Like, I mean, I'm not talking about my family on the thing, but it's like, I know personally I have, like, a bit of an attitude problem. Like, I get real mean real fast, and I'm not even like that. I hate being like that at all times. I just want to be the light in the room or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just have what I'm trying to break off from is when somebody's treating you bad or you're taking something bad, you need to react better. Like, say, like, damn, that hurt my feelings. You know what I'm saying? Or say, like, yo, do you feel that way for real? You know, instead of reacting, like, I will react back with worse vitriol. You know what I'm saying?
I react.
Yeah. And I find that toxic, and I'm trying to break that off.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes from, I call it a defense mechanism, because when I was in high school, I used to be bullied and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to be able to talk back, be slicker and quicker.
Yeah.
So, and we were both short, so you know.
Yeah. Being picked on is something that I know all too well.
Yeah. So that's where my mouth came from, and I guess some anger. I don't really put it on that. The anger is more of just, I don't know, I haven't been taught, I guess misguided in how to take things in and let things out.
So it's not hard, but it's not easy for you to express yourself. Like me, I retaliate. Like, I tend to equate myself to, you ever seen Tyler Perry movies?
I've seen three.
So Madea is me. I like to get you before you get me, because, and then when you get me, I gotta get you worse. Like, that's my attitude.
And that's all it is.
It's always been my attitude because I feel like people say be the bigger person. I'm only 5 foot tall. There is no being the bigger person with me. Like, I feel like be the bigger person means accept the disrespect. And that's just something I can't do. Like, I haven't figured that out yet. And I haven't figured out how to vocalize it. Like, I got this Reiki massage not too long ago, and the lady was like, your throat chakra is blocked. And I was like, shit, not mine. Not with the way this tongue be going. And she was like, no, that's not, like, just because you like say whatever's on your mind, it doesn't mean that it's not blocked. Like, you have to better articulate yourself. And I was just like, okay, sis, like,
true. I mean, I agree with that sentiment she's saying, but it's like, I get that. Like, I'm just like that. Like, I don't know. Like, whoever, like, you have to, only time I'm with that, like, coming with the words is when I know somebody means bad.
Yeah. For me.
But now I'm on the wave of hurt people. You're only doing this because you're in a bad place. You know what I'm saying? Like, and for me to get mad at somebody that's mad at me is like, I feel like the lower person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're hurt. It's okay. Let it out. And people tell me, like, I'm recently learning that some people feel like I have boundary issues where I let people talk to me however. And I'm cool with that. So you're letting out your true feelings, or you're letting out these feelings. And I'm like, I'd rather know what you're feeling. You know what I'm saying? Instead of you hiding, coming out with some controlled answer. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like a thin line, you know what I'm saying, where people need to chill, but people need to be real.
I feel like I crossed that line. I feel like I'd like tiptoe on it, and then I just leap. Like, all it takes is that one thing, and then I'm just...
What's your sign again?
I'm an Aquarius.
Aquarius. That's
Yes. So I thought it was a water sign because of the symbol, but it's an air sign.
Okay. Do you believe in the whole
horoscope thing? I do, and I'm still learning it, so... I am a Sagittarius rising.
Oh, when you go there, I'm not in. I don't know that part.
That's the part I'm learning.
Okay.
So I'm a Sagittarius. No, yeah, I'm a Sagittarius rising. I'm an Aries moon and Venus Pisces. Yeah. So, and that my Sagittarius side kicks in quite often. That's my, I don't give a fuck.
I'm messing all of it from you. Like,
Sagittariousness. That's just like, that kicks in quite often. But you said hurt people. Yeah. And I'm kind of dealing with a situation now where I know the guy that I was dealing with has been through some things. Mm-hmm. And instead of being open and being honest, like, this is what I've gone through, this is how I feel. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like being a dick.
See, and I'm always trying to think of in a positive way, like, all right, he doesn't know how to communicate. It's the first thing that comes off my mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is he aware? Have you told him about how you feel?
So we haven't talked in about, it's been a month.
Oh, okay.
And like, I've ignored him.
I've listened to a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've ignored him because I needed peace. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm at a place in my life now where if it doesn't bring me peace and it doesn't bring me money, it doesn't bring me joy, I don't feel like dealing with it.
That's simple enough rules that everybody should follow.
But I got a message a couple weeks ago, November 1st, actually, and was like, hey, it's me. I want to talk to you when I return. When I get back into the country, it's like, first of all, I know it's you. Like, what the fuck? Like, did you really just text me like, hey, it's me? Like, I know. And then I was like, okay, cool. Left it alone.
Was he trying to play like you deleted his number?
I did delete his number.
Oh.
His number is not, so his name is not in my phone. I know his number because he's the only person that I talk to with that area code. Okay. So I know it's him. Sure. But a couple days ago, I get another message like, hey, when are you free? Mind you, I know he's been back in the country for at least a week now. Mm-hmm. I know that because, you know, I got a call from his cousin complaining and I was just like, well, what you want me to do? Like, you know how your cousin is. What you want me to do? And then he's like, I'll make time to talk to you. We need to talk. I miss you. And I was just like, okay, so I don't hear that often. Like, what's wrong with you? Then I haven't heard from him since then. So it's like, for me, what is the, like, the hurt people, I get that. But why is it so hard for y'all to communicate?
That
nicely at that,
right there. I don't know what's going on right there. I don't know really, you know, I guess in a way, like, I guess this is an instance that this happens a lot when people get into an argument and somebody just come back and act like nothing happened.
That, yeah, see, you can't do that. You can't do that with me. Don't come back and act like ain't nothing happened.
And I've learned that. I've learned that through many relationships and just situations. And yeah, that's something that everybody has the awareness of. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, that, or that's just how they're raised. They don't apologize. They don't acknowledge. They just, we're going to fix this. But they don't actually fix it.
So what's harder for you to say, I'm sorry, or I need help?
I need help.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you can apologize?
I can apologize, yeah.
And mean it?
I love being wrong. I want to be right.
What the hell?
I love when people, like, I love being wrong, mm-hmm, so I can become right. Does that make sense?
No.
What? I don't ever think I'm wrong for real. Okay. But what I'm saying, if I'm flawed in some area, I want to know the right way to do something. So.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm always trying to progress. There's no loss in being wrong. How I feel, you know what I'm saying? I mean, being wrong, yes, but searching the knowledge to be right, you know what I'm saying? Not everything's all cut and dry, like right and wrong, but you just want to be on the right side of things.
I've never heard a man say that. Ever.
I like, I don't know if we said it on the podcast or before we started, but it's like, yo, men don't care. I don't think men are treating themselves right. I'm overloaded with all these memes and what's on social media, and I see, like, mm-hmm, there's a woke community of trying to self-heal, self-love and all that shit, and that's big.
Mm-hmm.
That's something our parents didn't really have, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just racist out here. It was trying to survive.
Yeah.
But now we get this. This is a blessing to think like this, I think. You
know it what is. Saying? But yeah. Not every man thinks like that.
No, for sure. I know, and I'm just like, I'm over that manly man shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. I ain't never trying to be that. I'm scared, I'm scared. If I'm mad, I'm mad. I'll tell you, it ain't nothing. Like,
do you believe in therapy?
So I've actually been talking about this lately. I don't know. I'm not a person that goes to the doctor much.
Me either.
That's surprising. I don't really hear it from women.
I should go because I have lupus. However, me and my doctor we have a love-hate relationship. My doctor wants me to take all these different medications, and I'm like, you can go to hell. I'm gonna eat these pineapples and these strawberries, and I'm gonna drink this tea, and you're gonna leave me alone and check back in 30 days.
Man, I don't know much about lupus, and my cousin has it. You know what I'm saying? I kind of just don't want to, I don't really talk to her about it because I don't want to, like, I don't know if how she feels about it for real. You don't want to bring up stuff, but I just know that that's something serious, y'all.
It's hit or miss. There are days, honestly, where I can't walk.
Yeah,
there are days where I can't. So, true story, it will take me 5 minutes to open that water bottle.
Oh, damn.
And then when I open it, the water will probably be all over the place because I didn't squeeze the water bottle so hard trying to open it.
If you want that, let me know.
But it's hit or miss. So I don't like to go to the doctor. I know men hate going to the doctor, but therapy's a different kind of doctor.
Yeah, and what I was saying is, like, I feel like, honestly, I feel like I'm getting an argument, but people are telling me, like, they don't argue with you. They just listen. My other thing is, do they really care? Are you just here for a paycheck?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm scared of that. We have a flawed healthcare system.
Definitely.
Why would I trust it?
Definitely.
That's how I feel. That's just my stance. But I see how it's changed some people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I should go. I definitely should go.
Would you prefer a male therapist or a female therapist?
I don't think it would matter. I feel like I probably more embrace a woman's words, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Most men say that they need a man, like a male therapist.
A male doctor. Well, actually, I don't care about all that. I mean, I don't know if women are much, not to put it on a boxing, but they're much more softer, y'all.
Yeah.
You know, y'all, the way y'all talk just feels like y'all care. most women. But I'm nothing against men. I mean, I don't think I would care. But I'd be like, if he disagreed, I'd be like, yo, are you messing with me? Or
are you being serious?
Yeah.
So I'm big on therapy. Mm-hmm. I have a therapist. I've been going to therapy for over a year now.
Okay.
It's been over a year. My therapist is like, she's Christian, like real Christian. Like every time I feel like I want to go shoot something, she'd be like, just pray. And I'd be like, no, I don't want to do that right now.
What made you want to start therapy?
So I had a miscarriage last year in February, and I was losing my mind, like literally losing my mind. That's how the podcast ended up like being a real thing, because I talked about it all the time with my old friends, and they were just like, nobody's gonna listen to you. This was way before I had the miscarriage, but they were like, you know, nobody's gonna want to listen to anything about mental health. And
what?
Yeah. So I was like, okay, so I put it on the back burner. These were my friends, and I was like, they just looking out for me. Yeah. And then I went through that, and I was just like, I gotta figure something out. Like, I gotta do something. And of course, that happened in the middle of the pandemic, like right when everything started. So I was home. I was like, I gotta do something. So I started the podcast, and I was like, this is working because I'm getting it out. Yeah. But I still need to talk to somebody, because even after recording, I was still angry as hell.
Right.
And I talked to my therapist, and like the first time I talked to her, I was on the phone crying. Yeah. And she was just like, we're going to get through it. And that's when I realized like I had a lot of childhood issues that I wasn't over. And the miscarriage kind of like some way, somehow, when they say things work full circle, that brought up everything. And I was just like, what the hell? Like, I never thought about any of this. Like, I realized in therapy why my love language is quality time.
Sure.
And it was because my mother worked two jobs all the time. She was a single mom. My dad was out doing his own thing. And like, I never had her there. I had everything I wanted. All the new Jordans that came out, I feel like that's why I grew up as a tomboy, because like literally I had all the game systems that came out, the Nintendo 64, the Sega, the PlayStations, all of that.
Wow.
I had everything I wanted, like didn't have to ask, but I didn't have her. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get to spend that time with her that I would have wanted to. I knew she loved me, but my mother equates love with gifts. That's her love language.
That's gift, mine too, actually.
Gift giving. And I can't stand that. Like you can never buy me anything. As long as I'm with you, it's...
That's actually something I've learned recently is, you know, you got to put your love language to the side and actually care about what people care about. Because, it's like, I do that too. Like, I will buy something from somebody when somebody just wanted a hug.
Yeah.
I'm just like, damn, my bad. I could have saved me
$80. It's very different. It's very different. But therapy taught me that. Like, therapy, like, it got up under my skin. And she, like I said, she's very, very Christian. Like, talking to her, being around her, like something in her spirit just like weakens you. But then there's me. So we kind of like offset each other, because I will call her like in the middle of the day and be like, I'm about to go to jail.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to jail. And she would be like, let's pray. And I'd be like, I don't want to talk to him right now. Let me just do what I got to do. So my therapist, I love her. But I think more guys should be open to therapy if they're not going to vocalize how they feel.
I fully agree. Like, I have my podcast. That's my therapy, sort of. My friends, my family. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm just on that wave. I just need to know what to do next. Like, how do I find a therapist? How is this going to make my insurance? I don't know.
So insurance don't really pay for therapy.
Well, see, that's
a problem. That is a serious problem.
Who wants to pay for something they don't think they need?
Insurance doesn't really cover therapy, and I'm hoping that changes. but
you just set me back, bro. I thought it did.
No. So okay, so some do. Mine doesn't.
Oh, okay.
And then some therapists don't accept insurance. Mm. My therapist doesn't accept insurance, but I know I need a help. So I was just like, all right, I like you. I'm gonna do this anyway. But I would look into it. I definitely would. So you said you have a podcast. Talk to me about your podcast. I listened to the podcast. I was listening to Become a Dick a couple days ago.
Episode 117. Yes. Easy's World. Yes. I like I said, I created that. I can't say I was in a tough place. It's more like I just don't want to work. I want to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
This seemed like a fun way. It right now that podcast is more just like a public diary. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really shy like that. I like to get stuff out there because like I said, I like to be wrong. Mm-hmm. And I be wanting people to watch me like, yo, what's wrong with you? Nobody ever says anything. I feel like, I guess I'm on the right path.
but
yes, essentially what that is, but you know, Heezy's World is more like, I want to create an actual world.
Okay.
You know, like, of course, along with this world, basically just hopefully making a good effect, being the light to this world and hopefully helping somebody out or some people out in some way.
You'd be surprised who you're helping. Like a lot of times I put out episodes and I'm like, ain't nobody gonna listen to that. But then there's always that one that it catches.
Yeah.
And you can tell, even though they don't say anything.
Yeah. It'd be that one person for real, for me too. It'd be like, yo, you felt that? That's what's up.
Have you ever wanted to quit your podcast?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not a quitter. I quit so many things in my life. So, you know, it's like the last straw.
Yeah.
You know, this doesn't need to go away. Just stop. You know what I'm saying? And come back to it if you want.
Take a break.
Yeah. But I've been pretty consistent. I'm a little proud of myself. I mean, there's more to be done with the podcast. I'm trying to be like you out here. but right now it's just freestyle. Like, I honestly, I love the mess that it is right now because whenever it gets cleaned up, I get to look back at it and be like, wow, look at me now.
this is where I was and this is where I am now.
Yeah.
So how can people find your podcast? Like, I know where it's at because I listen to it. So how can other people find your podcast?
So I use Anchor. And Anchor sends it to most streaming services, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It's on YouTube as well for the visual. Honestly, I just want to say Google. When I Google, I see everything. Heezy's World.
Yeah.
But Heezy's World on all streaming services and YouTube.
All streaming services and YouTube. Okay, so you know you gotta teach me how to make a YouTube page because I don't know how to YouTube, like make a YouTube page, and I want to make a YouTube page for the podcast. I just don't know how to do it.
I got you. It's nothing.
Okay.
I would love to
show you. What episode are we on with you now?
Oh, with mine's I think I'm 118. So I'll be on 119, I think.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm still in the 60s.
Hey, look. I would say more yours is quality over quantity.
I'm still in the 60s, but I took a 2-month break. Like, I was like, I need a break.
True that.
Okay, so.
But I'm glad you came back. Like, I listened to your dream, I'd be like, damn. Sometimes, like, damn, she, like, you are a warrior. I want you to know that.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm learning a lot about you. I didn't know I share that anger that you have. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't really shoot shit up. I choose somebody to fuck out.
I'm trying not to get to that point where I'm ready to shoot shit, but.
You haven't got there yet.
No.
It's or like. Ain't no yet.
It's levels. It's like.
I'm not one for guns, but have you been to a range? I heard that's really good.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Does it work? Does it help?
Sometimes. Like, I can tell when I'm like really angry. Because I'm like, all right, somebody come get me. I need to go to the range.
True that. You just need an actual body in there or something.
I need something. Because sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
True that.
But then it's like that release is good for the moment.
Can I ask if you smoke?
So here's the thing. I got asthma.
Okay.
So I don't smoke. However, I will fucking edible up.
Okay.
All the time. Yeah. That is my medicine. So, and with me having a lupus, that is all I do.
Okay.
Like I can do edibles anytime I'm in pain. I eat an edible. My girlfriend makes them.
Oh, that's what's up.
And I know once I eat, so my first time eating edible, nobody told me I was only supposed to eat a piece of the edible. So I had a Rice Krispie treat. It was the Fruity Pebbles kind.
And it was probably bomb, too.
It was bomb. And nobody told me to eat a piece of it. So I ate the whole thing. I ate the whole thing in one setting. And I just remember I let my dog out. I went to the bathroom and I got on the couch. And I didn't wake up until 12 hours later. And I was like, what just happened? But I woke up. I wasn't in pain. I wasn't angry. Like, I just woke up and I was hungry, and I called her and was like, I'm hungry. And she was like, go eat. And I was like, no, really, like, I'm hungry. And then she was like, how much did you eat? And I was like, I ate the whole thing. And she was like, you weren't supposed to eat the whole thing. But you didn't tell me that.
Like, I fell asleep and you didn't like freak out.
I was about to eat the second one because it was good. I like Rice Krispie treats. So I was about to eat the second one. And she was like, you weren't supposed to do that. And I was like, well, you didn't give me instructions. You just say, eat this. And you know, I like to eat. So I ate it.
Thank goodness it was just sleep.
I was out. Best thing in the world. That, for me, like when I'm stressed out, the gun range and edible and Netflix.
Do you still play video games?
No.
Actually, I think that shit makes me angry or something. But, I mean, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. It's like, because the therapy haters probably like, man, this has got to be something else you could do.
It
you
is.
Know what I'm saying? And I do trust weed as a good...
I tell people smoke.
Yeah.
Smoke.
Some people just need some love. Like, find your love language and, like, reach out to people. Try to make somebody feel good. That's one of the things I try to do. Like, things that I've learned or whatever. But, like, what else do you think?
For me?
Yeah, well, for you.
I see, I'm not a drinker. So, it's literally, I have a bar in my house, but my bar is for other people. Like, my house was made for other people. I tell people that all the time. My house is not my house. It's for other people.
Yeah.
I have stuff in my house that everybody else would want. So, you feel like home when you come to my house. But, like, the gun range, I'll write. I'll eat an edible. I sing. A lot of people don't know that I sing. I sing when I get angry.
I didn't know that.
It's not a passion of mine.
Okay.
It's not a passion of mine, but I've been singing since I was a little girl. The first song I ever sung was Fugees' Killing Me Softly. And my friend at the time, her mother was a singer. And we were at the studio. And I was just playing around. The song came on, and that high note, the note that she hit came on, and I hit it, and I didn't do it the way that I was supposed to. And she came around the corner and was like, do it again. And I was like, ma'am, if you don't go to hell, like, this is not what I wanted to do. So it's not a passion of mine, but I sing when I get angry.
True that.
So I tell people that all the time. If you ever hear me singing, I'm upset.
Watch out.
I'm upset. Or I watch Lion King. Lion King is my favorite movie. So when I'm sad, like when I'm like really upset or sad or depressed, I watch Lion King.
I don't know, yeah, Mufasa can really strike a nerve.
It does. Every time, like to this day, it strikes a nerve. But like then once I get past that, like all the songs, I'll be good.
Yeah, Hakuna Matata really brings you back.
It does. Like it brings me to peace.
Do that though. Yeah, I guess that I love Marvel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that anytime I watch it, like that is just good storytelling.
Yeah, it brings you back.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to wrap this up. Tell people one more time how they can find you.
So, yeah, Heezy's World. You can Google me. You know, that's a good way. Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. I'm also on Twitch. And it's all about Heezy's World.
Yeah. The man said Google him.
Google me, baby.
Google me, baby. All right, y'all. I'll catch y'all next week.